Hey y'all.
Welcome everyone. I'm Lindsay Ralph.
And I'm Erica Knapp.
And today we're going to be talking about
Title IX gender equality.
Did you know that today women are earning 70% of what men are earning from doing the same job?
That's unfair, right?
Yes, it is, Erica.
Let's go into detail. Women have not been able to vote until 1920, not have equal sports until the Title IX gender equality. And now today, women are not getting the same amount of money for doing the same job as men.
Throughout history, women have been treated unfairly. Women need to have the same opportunities as men.
This is modern times after all.
Women should be the dominant gender. They birth children, take care of the house, and mature faster than boys.
That brings up the question that what if women became the dominant gender? Women pro football, women presidents and leaders, women CEOs in charge of large businesses.
The world would be smarter and stronger with women leaders.
New ideas would be discovered. They can be so much more than models, housewives, and secretaries.
They can be CEOs, scientists, and farmers.
We asked some of our classmates, what if women were the dominant gender throughout history? Would our country be better?
According to Lee Zenner, it would have been amazing because sometimes ladies make better decisions than men.
According to Cole Morissette, yes, because women think things through more.
We asked another question of our peers. If today women became the dominant gender, what would happen in 10 years?
According to Tori Nelson, there would be protests because people would not like the idea of women being in control, and men would try and take control again.
According to Miles Skilling, in 10 years, there wouldn't be wars, just a lot of countries not talking to each other.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
We hope you learned something new about women equality and Title IX gender equality.
Make sure to tell your friends and family about our podcast so they can listen too.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.